radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Astros down to their last strike. Leclerc's 3-2 pitch. Got him! And the Texas Rangers keep on rolling with Game 1 in the championship series, 2-0 over the Astros.
So obviously, that wasn't good. But, guys, sit down, relax, don't get mad, zip it if you have already, good, if you haven't already, from here on out, just zip it on the text chat, group chat that you're in with any Rangers fan friends. Tip your cap. Hide your condescension. You know you're feeling it. Because game one, let's be honest, that was the Texas Rangers Super Bowl, which is different for people living in the greater Arlington, South Oklahoma area. Obviously, the football team doesn't do that. The football team that, honestly, that area is probably more focused on than the somewhat legitimate team in town. Tip your cap. That's their Super Bowl. Let them have it. Let them wait until about 2 o'clock this afternoon to figure out that baseball's playoffs are series. Let them wait. And once that happens, we move on to game two. Tonight, Framber Valdez, Nathan Eovaldi. Okay? So that's how we start off the morning. Relax. We've been here before. The Astros have been here before. After the game, which I went to, you heard it from both Dusty Baker and Justin Verlander. Sean, let's start with Dusty Baker talking about just sometimes tipping the old cap.
Sometimes you gotta say, hey, the guy threw a great game tonight against us. I mean, excellent game. And, you know, they say good pitching beats good hitting, but when you don't hit, everybody wants to know what's wrong. So, it's not a whole bunch to say he threw a real good game against us.
He did. And it's also pretty annoying that you got the performances that you got at the plate from Jose Altuve, Kyle Tucker, especially Yordan Alvarez, who stunk. But I think after a night like last night, I'm not freaking out about anything in the Astros lineup. I'll just say that Jordan Montgomery had a good game. You also heard this same kind of mindset from Justin Verlander after the game. We've been here before. Here is the Astros pitcher who was one of the few Astros who did do his job yesterday.
I mean, we've been here. You know, while I was waiting outside, the TV's on, I hear that you lose the first game. You've got like a 63% chance to lose the series. You know, so obviously it's not like detrimental. You know, it's not where you'd have, if you had your druthers, obviously you'd rather win game one. You know, sometimes you got to tip your cap. You know, we lost game one of the World Series last year. We've lost game one of some playoff series before. And it's a great thing about this team, you know. Obviously, nobody's sitting in the locker room right now happy. You know, it's very matter of fact. Okay. You know, we just got punched. How do you answer?
Don't you love that saying, tip your cap? Sean Maves, how many times over the course of your career, the course of your life?
My career, yeah. No,
yeah,
I don't know why.
I don't know why I said career, but no. We could say over your radio career. But, you know, sometimes you wear hats. Sometimes you look like Lance McCullers, and sometimes you've got the headband. You got the headband on today, but how many times do you think you've tipped your hat or taken a bow towards somebody that you just respect?
Sarcastically or not sarcastically?
No, seriously.
Seriously, how many times do I tip my cap?
Sean.
Do I take off my cap and then give a little
curtsy? You don't even have to take it off. You could just grab the brim and nod it down. And I noticed what you did there sarcastically. This is not sarcastic.
I've done that a bunch. I've done that to you like almost once a week. I sarcastically tip my cap to you.
Well, you should seriously do it more often than you do because I am really good at this. But it's fine. It's fine. Like, I've got all sorts of zingers that some would call corny, but we all know they're hilarious. You have a hard time admitting that you're laughing to it, but I'm saying it now. We're not tipping our cap to the Rangers sarcastically. If you're watching on twitch.tv/ESPN975, maybe you understand what I'm really saying here, but we would never tip our cap to a franchise like the Texas Rangers, bless their heart. Game one was their Super Bowl. We would never do it in a condescending manner. We never would, because we respect good ball. And the Rangers played good ball last night. So we tip our hats. I'm tipping my hat. How many times have I tipped a hat in my life?
Hats as often, though.
I don't. My hair's too good, you know? You've got good hair, too, honestly. The amount of times you wear hats and headbands, do we need to work on this?
It's just because when I put my head down, my hair is so long, it gets in my face.
Oh.
And I have to work with my head down a lot at this radio.
You know what? That is
board.
A good point. That is a very
it's also hard
good
to
point.
Eat without it.
Do you ever eat your hair accidentally?
Take a bite, maybe.
Take a chomp? Nice little chomp out of it.
It just gets in there, you know.
We have some comments here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston from the 713. It was a good game, but low IQ base running can't happen in the ALCS. That's the most frustrating part of last night, where in the eighth inning, the Astros get Jose Altuve on first base. There's no outs. Alex Bregman seemed to clobber a ball that I thought there was a chance it was out. But, unfortunately, he hit it to the part of left center where there's still some room. And 21-year-old Evan Carter sneaks into that corner, makes a jumping catch at the wall. That kid had a great game last night, throws it back. The Rangers appeal whether or not Altuve crossed over second base. After the game, Dusty Baker didn't seem to agree with the call. He pushed back, I think, as much as he could push back without probably getting fined here. He believes that it's a matter of interpretation. Here is the skipper of the Astros.
That was close, you know, because he had his foot still on the bag, you know, and that was a matter of interpretation, but his left foot was past the bag. And so, it didn't work.
I watched the replay a couple of times, and I honestly don't know if he stepped towards third base before stepping back. It did look like his foot was on the bag for the entirety, so I get Dusty's argument there. Whatever the case, that double play was really it. And that is, I think, of all the moments last night, and maybe Yordan Alvarez at-bats, that's where you could look at the Astros and say, you done bleeped up. You screwed this one up. But at the same time, I mean, it's not like that was a ball that went out of the park. It maybe leads that inning to the Astros scoring a run. It did feel like it gave Aroldis Chapman a big shot of confidence in his arm. But that's really the one moment from last night's game that I'm looking at, and I'm saying, yeah, they effed up there. Otherwise, I'm just tipping my hat. This isn't sarcastic. This isn't condescending. Rangers fans are learning about baseball on the fly. They are. A lot of them stop paying attention. I honestly don't blame them. When you have your hearts crushed in the way that the Rangers did, by the Cardinals in the World Series. I mean, they're up 3-2 and they blew it. You know, you might just go away from baseball for a while. Get your fix elsewhere. Anyway, I'm really glad that a good friend of ours is alive. I hope he's enjoying the World Series for the Texas Rangers. Check that. I hope he's enjoying the Super Bowl victory for the Texas Rangers yesterday. Tab?
Well, now he's not on the line.
Oh, he's gone?
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, well, we did have Tab for a second. Yeah. I'm sure we'll hear from Tab again. Maybe Tab second-guessed himself, and he's like, wait a second. Do I want to call in now?
Yeah. Or maybe he's like, you know, they only have about a minute till the end of the segment, so.
Oh, is he really trying to keep us on the clock?
I appreciate the Tab.
Radio veteran.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the summer, he basically is a radio veteran. How often
true.
He's called in, he's...
No one's called in more.
I do think that Evan Carter catch, the double play, that really was kind of... It wasn't the game, because, like you said, even if Altuve tags up correctly and it's just one out with the man on first, that's not like... They're not going to win the game. That doesn't guarantee that they're going to win the game.
Right.
It just ended any reasonable chance they had to do that with five outs remaining.
No doubt. And Carter, to his credit too, I mean, you saw in the second inning, he turned a single into a double. Kyle Tucker's lollygagging a little bit, and Carter's like, screw it. I'm just going to run. Kid has wheels. He made some really nice plays, I thought, in left field in addition to that one in the corner. And then he got the Rangers' first run of the game by being sneaky. Or I suppose Kyle Tucker shouldn't have lollygagged it. Again, not a great night. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve. Not a great night for those three. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Who deserves the most blame for the Astros' loss last night? I know who some of you are probably circling around after comments he made after the game. You'll hear those controversial comments, but first I gotta tell you about my friends at TGS Insurance. Everything's expensive. Everything. Goodness gracious. Tickets for ACL, over the top expensive. Your home insurance rates, expensive. People are seeing massive increases in it. How do you stop the craziness? It's really that simple. And I don't know what you're doing waiting. Grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. You're gonna text TGS Insurance. They're going to find you once you text your address after texting the word money. They're going to find you a proposal with excellent coverage 15 seconds later. Why not look? That's simple. Why not compare? And it sounds like a hassle. It sounds like a pain. This is not a pain. This is so easy. You're missing out potentially if you're not checking. Save yourself some extra bucks. That's money back in your pocket. TGS Insurance has thousands of five-star reviews, over 35,000 customers. Simple, fast, easy, big savings with TGS. It's the gold standard, so get your savings right now by texting MONEY to 232323.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
Red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Excellent.
The Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
The 1-2 pitch. Is it hard? Deep right field, and Leody Taveras takes Verlander deep. That time of year where names are made. And how about Leody Taveras out of the ninth spot, hitting a home run against Justin Verlander.
Rubbing it in a little bit, saying that Leody Taveras is the nine-hole hitter. Paul Gallant Show, after the Rangers took down the Astros 2-0 in the ALCS. Relax. You're a heretic if you think that the Astros are in danger right now. Yeah, I said it. We're all relaxed. We're all calm. It's no big deal. You don't want a bunch of grunts from Halo 2 calling you this, okay? because it means your bitch made. This is not a loss to freak out about. This is a tip of the cap. We might be tipping our cap sarcastically, condescendingly, but that's a secret we keep to ourselves. Okay? If you got friends, and I'm sure you do, Rangers fans, friends, just be quiet and pat them on the back. Make them feel uncomfortable with what they just did. That's all you can do today. Last night sucked. It's not the end of the series. They lost 2-0 in a game where Evan Carter made a lot of game-changing plays. Gopher Monkey 1981 comments. Carter was to blame. Killed 3 potential rallies for the Stros in the field. He started the rally in the second. Yeah, he had a great game. And Jordan Montgomery pitched really well. It happens. Not the end of the world. You heard from Dusty Baker. You heard from Justin Verlander. This team's been through this a lot. And hell, this year in particular, a season where it has been so up and so down. They've been through stuff like this before. As far as the blame game goes for last night, I honestly am pointing most of my blame at Yordan Alvarez. I thought he stunk. It happens. You have bad nights at the plate, but he in particular looked really bad out there. But a lot of people are going to pin the blame on somebody else, whether it's because he struck out with the bases loaded, or it's because while he was on the bases, he couldn't make it all the way to third base on a ball that was hit into the outfield. People are always going to point at Martin Maldonado, and then right after that, Dusty Baker. In the post-game press conference, Dusty was asked a question about his fearless leader, Martin Maldonado.
Maldonado struck out with bases loaded in the fourth there. Did you think about pinch hitting for him? And no. How early is too early to
Well, that's
think about
too
that?
Early. I mean, because, you know, it was too early because it was, we struck out before that with runners on base prior to Maldonado also. You know, Yordan had a tough night. And that's in the fourth inning. And you don't change your catcher in the middle of the game like that in a 2-0 game. So, no, that was far too early.
Dusty's always going to be very defensive of Martin Maldonado. I can't even do it last night. Because one of the things we've been doing this year, if you've been listening, is we just get annoyed by the constant pointing of fingers at Dusty Baker and Martin Maldonado when there regularly have been Astros bats that have been quiet. And last night, it's on Jose Altuve. What was he? 0-for-3 and the base running gaffe. It's on Kyle Tucker. It's on Yordan Alvarez. Martin Maldonado certainly didn't help, though. Even I can't stand up right there. Okay, I guess we're about to get a little bit of gloating. We got our good friend Tab calling in at 713-780-3776. Tab, congratulations on winning your Super Bowl. It must be nice to be up 1-0 in the ALCS.
Well, I'm going to gloat, but I'm not going to gloat as much as you think I'm going to. It was a good game. It was one game.
Were you nervous?
Yes, when we beat y'all in your house, 2-0. Didn't even get, you know, y'all didn't get anything going.
The offense
yes,
was
now
nowhere
you
to
know
be found.
Who Evan
at.
Carter is.
Carter was great. Carter truly was great. Now, Tab, I got to ask you, how are you feeling when they pulled Jordan Montgomery from the game? I think that was the one part. And the Minute Maid Park crowd, I thought, did a really good job last night. Did you feel nervous when the Rangers bullpen came in the game?
Yes, I did.
They actually did the job.
I especially felt nervous when Chapman came in.
I honestly, Tab, in that moment right there, inwardly, I'm like, okay, here it comes. Here it comes. People were booing him when he was coming out of the bullpen, and I tweeted out, hey, guys, we like Aroldis Chapman here. He has brought us many great memories, maybe one of the best importers of good Astros memories that there are. But to his credit, he got through that eighth inning. He really needed a lot of help from Evan Carter there, though. Evan Carter, Tab, did you expect that from him last night? Holy crap, he was great.
I told you a few weeks ago that he was good, and you said, well, I don't even know who he is.
I didn't, Tab, until
but
last
now
night.
You do.
I definitely do now. You ain't kidding. Dab, we love you, man. We'll talk later as this series goes on. Appreciate you calling in.
I'll call tomorrow. Okay. Win or lose.
There we go. That's our tab, everybody. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text, and you can join on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Captain Pope says, I don't have anything against Paul's sports stuff. I just think he's a douche. Hey, at least you don't think I'm gay. Right? We're making progress.
Yeah. And they think you're good at the sports stuff.
That's all I need.
Just take the first half.
You know what? I'm gonna tip my cap. That's a tip of the cap to Captain Pope. Regular hater on the Twitch, tip of the cap. It's not sarcastic and condescending like the tip of the hat that we're giving to the Rangers for being up 1-0 in this series. Because that is sarcastic. I mean, wait, hang on. No, it's not. It's not. It's not sarcastic at all. It's not condescending at all. Damn, I don't have a great poker face. But for the Rangers, this was a huge win. They've won 6 playoff games in a row. They do deserve credit. I mean, they played like crap at the end of the year. That allowed the Astros to win the AL West. They had that awful stretch starting in July that allowed both the Astros and Mariners to get back into the AL West race. But they've been really good to open up these playoffs. 6 wins in a row is damn impressive. That's basically the way that the Astros started the playoffs last year. A texter says, we have a Wayfield advantage. We got him right where we want him. Well, check that, because the Astros did win the division, so they actually have home field advantage. The interesting thing is, though, potentially good for the Astros, if maybe you're betting on the Astros to win it in 5 or something like that. They take care of business today. The 3 games after that are up in Arlington against the Rangers.
Yeah, they just need the split at home.
Just get the split, and then Road Warriors, here we go.
Mount up, yes.
Get on that motorcycle. Just walk away. Grab your things and walk away. Put on that mask from Mad Max. I believe his name is Humongous. You ever seen a Mad Max, Sean Mapes?
Just the Fury Road one.
Oh, you didn't see 2? The Road Warrior is the second one. That one's the best one. Mad Max 1 is kind of shaky. Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, fantastic. Just walk away. Just walk away. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. RSJRDK says, I blame the Astros. If the roof was open, it would have pushed Breggy's ball to the boxes. That's baseball. That's Rob Manfred and his crooked smile and his crooked teeth and his crooked lies. Just trying to give Arlington a World Series. Some more comments here. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Greg Todd, question for y'all. Texans playoff berth or Astros World Series win? Are you on drugs? Are you seriously asking that question, Greg? I love you, bro, but are you seriously asking that?
No. Would you rather the Astros win a World Series or the Texans play this Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Against the Bengals.
Against the Bengals game. Which do you prefer?
We all know the answer to this. Why are we asking this question?
The game, we've seen the Texans lose a million times and sometimes win and then lose.
Greg made up for it with a Twitch comment a little bit before. Guys, it's time to sacrifice someone from the Texans again to make the World Series. What, like Deshaun Watson's ACL? You know, if there was some sort of voodoo magic going on back in the day, with the benefit of hindsight, I mean, you hate to see it. If they were related, but it did happen right after the Astros won. That was an interesting 24 hours.
It was literally
hours.
Like the practice after, right? It was like the Texans practice the day after. I think the Astros won on like a Wednesday, and then he tore his ACL on a Thursday.
I woke up and learned that news as soon as I woke up, because we did the Astros postgame show until 4 in the morning on the Texans flagship from 8 to 4. Shout out to me just being an absolute warrior. Shout out to me going to ACL on Saturday, the Texans game and Astros game yesterday. Just shout out to me,
you know,
in general.
What? Tip of the cap.
Thanks for the tip of the cap,
Sean.
Tip
of the cap.
Thank you.
Always professional.
I wanted to wait like 30 minutes to set myself up for a tip of the cap.
You almost got there.
Like the tip of the cap that we gave to the Rangers. Right.
10:27. You didn't quite make it to 30.
Well, you know, it's me. It's the me show. Largo commented, I would sacrifice the Astros season to relocate the Texans. Okay, let's not get too crazy here. The Texans did win, by the way. Do we need a Battle Red bump? I think we need a Battle Red bump. It has been a little bit down. Look, the Rangers won, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. Don't panic. be loud today when you go to Minute Maid Park, when you skip work, because you got to get there early. What's up with this 3:37 start time? F the West Coast, man. Just screw the West Coast. Screw the East Coast. Screw all the fake coasts. Our coast is the best coast. I don't know why they're playing that. The Diamondbacks and Phillies game is the later game. What? Because like drunken Philadelphians living across the country is going to give them more ratings? I can say that. I'm part Philadelphian by blood. Why are you making that face, Sean? I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We do have a call. Let's squeeze him in. Dustin, what's up? Dustin!
Hello.
Dustin, turn your radio off, sir.
All right, my bad.
What you got?
Well, I was just calling to find... I'm not a big watching baseball during the regular season. I mean, I follow the Astros closely here and everything. But like I've been hearing y'all saying, that was just a terrible performance by Yordan and all of them last night, man. I was really disappointed in that. My fiance's brother was at the game.
Your fiance's husband, that was going to be a very fun story, Dustin. Okay, we're glad you cleaned that up. Clean up in aisle five. Continue. Sorry to throw you off. Dustin, you there?
You there.
All right. We appreciate the phone call, Dustin. You can call back and try to work this one through if you want. But I'm with him on the Yordan Alvarez at-bat. I'm with him on that. The Yordan Alvarez at-bat was god-awful, that last one. I mean, he got quick-pitched. What the F? That's possible in a playoff game? Like, he clearly got quick-pitched. He wasn't ready for it. And then I couldn't believe how much he missed on those other two. And again, baseball's a difficult game. I wouldn't be able to do any of those. I'd piss my pants probably if somebody threw a ball down just towards home plate. It came nowhere near me.
By the way, Fox, with the ump cam, we don't need the ump cam, like, live. Can we see a pitch, see an actual pitch, and then you can go to the ump cam as a replay? Because it doesn't get less impressive when it's a replay. It's still impressive. It's still like, oh, my God, how does anyone ever hit anything? And you were at the game, so you didn't see this. The Fox broadcast was.
Is it Dodger Joe Davis?
Well, yeah, it was Smoltz and Davis.
Of course.
And it was not even like those.
And John Smoltz, too, from his Braves BS. Jesus.
Those guys weren't even.
Terrible combo.
Those guys weren't even that bad. It was like the artistic decisions that they made, like zooming in on Verlander's shoe while he's on the rubber. And then halfway through his motion, then they show where the pitch goes. It's completely disoriented. I guess the ALCS and they get a little bit more dramatic with the tight close-ups and the long, but show us the game. Just show us some of the game. You can do all that other stuff. Just show us pitches when they happen.
We got fancy technology.
And it wasn't even, it was literally just cameras zooming in at people's eyes and feet when they don't need to.
Listen, Fox Baseball.
Quentin Tarantino.
They did a little bit of surgery that didn't look so good. The surgery that they did that doesn't look so good is they let Joe Buck and Troy Aikman walk. They let them walk. So doesn't look good. It's like a friend of mine. She was gorgeous. A little too much work on the nose. Still a beautiful girl, but a little too much work on the nose. And yeah, all these new bells and whistles. Bolt-ons, all these bells and whistles that Fox is trying to show us, I suppose it's supposed to distract us from the fact that the nose has been penciled down and all of a sudden she looks like Link from The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Literally like a little triangle. But it's fine. You got to just focus on the nuts and the bolts, okay? That was a weird analogy. So let's give ourselves a battle red bump. We need it, okay? The Texans won 3-3 going into the bye. Huzzah! Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
Brother never told you never threaten a man's family.
Look at our family now.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
Triple fires. Touchdown, Texans.
3-3. And we get a little Foo Fighters coming back in. I'm going to sound like a music basic. I saw them at ACL on Saturday night. Sober October has been maintained. Shout out to me. Discipline. They were so good. I know that everyone says they're great live. And a lot of people who have never seen them live, there are some who argue they're kind of a generic rock band. Not when they're live. Holy crap. Dave Grohl live. It was incredible. I teared up 3 times. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I teared up 3 times.
Does Sober October only mean alcohol? I'm just asking this in general. I'm not saying, I'm not implying anything.
You are implying
I'm just asking. I'm curious.
No, that
I'm
was
I'm curious
pointed.
About my friend's Sober October
That was
journey.
Pointed. So you know what? We're going to shift because we all need a battle red bump, okay? The Houston Texans are our battle red bump this morning. The Rangers won 2-0. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Truly. Tip your hat. You could do it sarcastically or condescendingly if you want. Just keep it close to the vest, okay? We want Rangers fans feeling uncomfortable with the fact that they actually won a game. But I need a battle red bump, Sean. I need some more. That was one of CJ Stroud's touchdown pass. Give me a little more, baby.
For a touchdown, no. Floating one for the end zone. And caught. Dalton Schultz with a Texan touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel reloaded. I feel so reloaded. Hit me again, baby. I'm reloaded.
I'm reloaded.
That's from
okay?
Carlito's. That's from Carlito's Way. I learned that this morning. For some reason, I thought that he said that while he was Al Pacino said that while he was Scarface in the movie Scarface, right at the beginning or right at the end when he's like, "Say hello to my little friend." Okay, I'm reloaded. I thought he said it then, but apparently he's just been a Hispanic minority in multiple movies, just going full Al Pacino.
I was going to say, I'm surprised to learn that Scarface and Carlito's Way are two different movies. I thought it was just the same movie.
He's Cuban in Scarface, and in Carlito's Way, he's Puerto Rican. So there you go. But the Texans won. They did it by bending, but not breaking. Derek Carr had a lot of passing yards, but the Saints were 0-for-3 in the red zone. Saints were 0-for-4 on fourth down. And to, I think, really make somebody the star of the game, you got to point at Blake Cashman. Blake Cashman had 15 combined tackles. He had 2 tackles for a loss. He had 2 deflected passes. And in a game where the Saints really were getting whatever they wanted, in between the 20s. He was flying around all over the field. That's the reason they moved on from Christian Kirksey this offseason, because Cashman really stepped up and made it easy. And obviously Kirksey was never really that good to begin with. No offense to him. He ended up retiring after the brief stint that he had on the Bills practice squad. But Blake Cashman was the star of that game, in a game where the Saints gave it to you. They missed a 29-yard field goal. They picked off C.J. Stroud on what was a bad throw by Stroud, fumbling an interception. You can't do stuff like that. And while it was certainly not pretty, and while there were far more Saints fans at NRG Stadium than Texans fans, you got the win. You're 3-3 going into the bye week. That's your battle red bump. Hey, we got Bam calling in, 713-780-3776. Bam, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Polly G, man? Say, Paul, I want to tell you, man, you are so funny, man. I'm an Uber driver, and you have me cracking up. My passengers be laughing. Hey, man, and plus, look, we good. The Texans won yesterday. The Rangers going to lose today. The Cowgirls going to lose today. Man, that's an awesome day, man. That's all crazy.
Bam, you've taken our advice to heart. We appreciate the phone call, and shout out to your Uber passengers in the back seat. Give him 5 stars. The man has taste, eclectic taste. But here's the thing. He's taking what the advice that we've given all of you. My sober clarity, my sober journey. Stop making that face, Sean. Just because I went to ACL doesn't mean anything. I didn't drink while I was there. I didn't do anything else either. Well, I didn't do anything else either.
I'm reloaded.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything controversial.
in 2023.
Would Carlito have anything to say about what you did?
I would not have had to buy it from either Carlito or Al Pacino. Okay. We're doing things that are like kind of legal but not legal, if that makes any sense.
Great. So you're gray area sober October.
You know what, dude? It's just about the alcohol, okay?
Okay.
It's just about the alcohol. But look, he's taking our strategy to heart. You know what Bam is doing here? Bam is living every single day like it's the best day of his life. Hear that mindset right there? Astros going to win today after tipping their hat to the Rangers last night. Cowboys going to lose tonight. By the way, I bought a Dallas Sucks shirt. I did. I bought a Dallas Sucks shirt. It is an Eagles shirt, essentially, because the only people that sell Dallas Sucks shirts are Philadelphians. They seem to have cornered the market. The amount of Philadelphia-themed Dallas Sucks shirts are all of them. They're all Dallas-themed. There's a couple of Commanders ones, I think, as well. But the Philadelphia ones, it's not just the amount that they have. The different ones that they have that feature things that I would not be able to wear on the Twitch. Like, it's alarming. They are
That's
such,
what I was wondering.
They're such on barbaric people. I love them. It's part of who I am, you know? But they're such barbaric people. Holy crap.
I was wondering if you bought one that we would have to blur out on the Twitch. Or if, yeah. Like, what?
You would have been, probably.
Is this like a straight up, is this going to be an Eagles shirt? Or
it is literally an Eagles shirt. But it says Dallas Sucks.
But it's
in
like
Eagles
Kelly
font.
Green.
Yeah, it's Kelly Green. And yeah, that's all I could find. I was looking. I couldn't find anything.
You can find the George Kittle style
hey,
one.
Any T-shirt makers out there? Whether your running game clothing or the Apollo guys, like there is a market open for Dallas Sucks shirts that are orange and blue. Just give me a finder's fee, 10%. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Series like this make you despise the randomest players. Do we already despise Evan Carter? I'm on the fence here. There's something wrong with me for being on the fence. Please talk me out of kind of liking what Carter did last night. Next, it's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You do like me.
I just don't like you no more.
You do like me.
You don't.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
28-year-old, all-star catcher, bangs the ball to right center field. It's down in front of Dubon, who's got a good arm, but his throw won't have a chance to get Carter. Texas 1, Houston nothing, on a base hit from Jonah Heim. A well-rested Heim makes it 1-0.
Evan Carter's just 21 years old. He's got some wheels. He showed it in the second inning when he turned what should have been a single into a double. I think that's on Kyle Tucker lollygagging a little bit. Also, tag could have been made, but I think it was Jeremy Pena. Might have been Jose Altuve. I forget off the top of my head. They weren't able to catch the ball and put down the tag. And after that, Carter scores on that single by Jonah Heim. He manufactured that run entirely by himself, and he saved the Rangers a run with that catch that he had in the eighth inning that led to a double play where Jose Altuve stepped over second base, might not have stepped on it on the way back. He also had a couple of, I thought, great catches. And I feel weird because I came out of this game not with just a tip of the hat, but I kind of like Evan Carter. I like the way he played yesterday. I like guys who hustle like that, especially when it takes advantage of guys who maybe weren't as focused as they needed to be. I don't know what the hell Kyle Tucker was thinking on that. Maybe you're in your mind saying, all right, I don't need to go 100% to this. There's no way that he's going to hustle. But I mean, if you want to talk about moments where the Astros looked a little bit too relaxed, I think that's the biggest one. Like, what the hell was going on there? Come on, man. I mean,
It's the ALCS. I get it. It's the Rangers. It's hard to take them seriously after the 39-10 series at the end of the year. But, dude, come on, man. Wake up.
Yeah, like, I get it's the first round of the playoffs. I get that it's against the Rangers. Yeah, you would like to see a little bit more urgency out of Kyle Tucker. But I do think that what you said at first, I think that is a – it's because it's only game one of a series. Where you kind of like Evan Carter, you know, he's got the kid's got some spunk to him.
Yeah.
You like his spunk. And I think over the course of the series, if he keeps making plays, like if he has like another game where he balls out like this, I think that's when it turns from like respect kid, you know, hey, this kid's got something to like, I don't like him. Get this man away from my baseball team.
It's one of those things that only happens in the playoffs. And it's interesting. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound for the Rangers tonight. Eovaldi is one of those guys because back in 2018 with the Red Sox, he had a lot of success against the team that plays near the town he grew up in. And I think what's really going to be interesting with Eovaldi is you take a look at the last couple of playoffs that he's gone up against the Astros, 2021. In that series, I think his ERA was 6.75 against the Astros in the 2021 ALCS between the Astros and Red Sox. And then you've also got the last time that we saw Eovaldi out there where the Rangers seemed a little desperate, putting him out after straight out of a long stint while injured.
No rehab start.
None.
Yeah.
They just put him out there.
Now they're doing the same thing with Max Scherzer and John Gray.
I'm sure it'll work out. Listen, tip the hat. They won last night, and I'm sure any Rangers decision, I'm sure it won't backfire at all. You know, they're a baseball organization. Yes, yesterday was their Super Bowl, and they've won six games in a row. All you can do is tip your hat. Be quiet. You don't need to talk any trash. We're the stoic silent types that give you a nudge when things go the way that they have for all of the last 6 to 7 years or so. I'm trying to think who else we might really dislike by the end of this series. It is really annoying that Tavares guy, whose name I keep on forgetting. I don't want to remember his first name.
Leody. I remember because it's a very funny name.
It's very different.
Leody.
So Leody gets that home run off of Justin Verlander. What's a shame is that's really the only time that Verlander screwed up. Verlander, after the game, said that he thought he had a so-so start. Here is the Astros starting pitcher at the post-game press conference.
So-so. I was a bit erratic the first couple innings, you know, especially fastball control. I thought it cleaned up as the game went along. Kind of started to find my groove there the last few innings. Obviously, one bad pitch it resulted in another run to Tavares there. But, you know, overall, I thought as the game went along, it got better and better.
It did. He really did get better as the game went on. It took him a while to get his first strikeout. I want to say it was in the fourth inning or so, and he finished the game with 5 strikeouts. Verlander did his job last night. The Astros' bats just didn't. Do you feel like that'll change the next game? I sure hope so. I mean, what, 6 singles? That's all you're able to get? Ugh. You're better than that. I'm wondering when Kyle Tucker's going to have his moment, if Kyle Tucker has his moment, you know, in a year where he goes into it not getting paid that much, losing an arbitration case. He did have a damn good regular season. He was so close to having a 30-30 year, making good plays in the outfield as well. But between that play in right field and his performance at the plate to this point, he has not been the guy that you're looking for. So we'll see where that goes from here. It is the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's also how you text in. From the 832. This person doesn't like the Rangers because they're homophobic. That is something that we forgot about during our takedown of Dallas at the beginning of Friday's show. I guess they're the only team that did not hold a pride night. I saw a bunch of people in, get this, Seattle, getting very mad about that online. And I think that they saw that and were like, you know what, we have to root for the Houston Astros because of that. And I was like, oh, we got Seattle people on our side because of this small thing. Okay, sure, why not?
I think they're the only team to have, like, never had a Pride night. I think that's the thing.
Correct.
They've, like, never had one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Another text from the 925. Paul, my day has fallen to shambles. I was happily shopping at Kroger, about to head to the checkout. Then Creed came on. I had to leave that Ranger-loving establishment immediately. What grocery store is playing Creed? What song would they play? As someone who has worked at grocery stores before and knows that generally most department stores have a playlist of probably 20 to 30 licensed songs that just play over and over again. If you're working a 6 to 8 hour shift, you'll probably hear that song 2 to 3 times, each of those 20 to 30 songs. And eventually you'll lose your mind if you're working there every single day hearing it, and you'll know all the songs, and you'll get really mad when somebody says, clean up in aisle 6, when they're blasting Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street, because it's the one song that gets you through the day. And then when Todd the Wet Sprocket's on with, like, Feel This Way, which is just such a garbage song. All I want is to feel this way every day. And you want to, like, off yourself. You want to strangle yourself with, like, the little gun that you have to pull out to get the cat litter in the bottom of the grocery cart. Anyway, sorry. This is a little bit too personal, too close to home. But I'm wondering what kind of grocery store is playing Creed.
I always have wondered, because as someone who's never worked at a grocery store, I always wondered how they choose the music.
They don't.
Yeah, okay. It's like a corporate decision.
Oh,
I was hoping it would be more boots on the ground, you know, like everyone gets a crack at the playlist or something, but no.
No. No, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the people that are working would be like, yo, can we play Hit 'Em Up? Imagine if you go into a grocery store and Hit 'Em Up by Tupac.
I'd be like, this is awesome.
Honestly, I'd kill for that, because I would love to see some blue hairs and just their reaction, because there's no way any of them have ever heard Hit 'Em Up. Zero chance. Unless there's some guy out there who's like 80 years old and he wears those like super thick glasses that are like...
Yeah. He was a record executive at the time or something.
Yeah, even then, man. Yeah, I mean, that's old rap. That's old gangster rap. They obviously would have no idea what's going on today with all this mumble BS.
Yeah.
With stargazing.
That's a song from like 7 years ago now. all the 20-year-olds that are listening to the actual new music are like, what song is that grandpa talking about on the radio?
A texter says 832. In high school, I worked receiving for Sears. Every hour on the hour started with Jenny from the block. You probably had some a-hole working with you from the Bronx. At least I know where I came from. The Bronx!
Yeah, that's the best part of the song, is the, like, off-mic, like, the Bronx!
Yeah.
Someone just yelling the Bronx.
Jennifer Lopez, very attractive, very overrated as a musician. Very overrated. Think about any other jams by Jennifer Lopez. You probably can't. There's not really like
on the
one.
Floor.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I'm musically challenged. Paul Gawacho, we're all over the place. Look, tip your cap to the Rangers. The Rangers won last night's ALCS opener. It's not the end of the world. If you think it's the end of the world, though, your therapist, Paul Gallant, for free, I will walk you back into the light, because today is the greatest day of your life. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.